I'm going to stand up here now. First of all, I want to thank God for allowing us all to be here today. I want to thank God for giving me the opportunity to be around these students. I want to thank Pastor Scotty, our leadership, the church family, the parents, for praying and supporting the youth. People says they're the church of tomorrow, but they are the church of today. And there are a few people I'd like to recognize before I go any further my speech this morning, because you see, we do a lot of stuff's going on with the youth, and I couldn't do it all myself. So with that, I'm going to recognize some people, and if they'll stand up, I would appreciate it. In church, I would like for you to really give them a big hand when I get them all announced. Christy Anderson. Tim and Lisa Dempsey. Amber McCarter. We got some in the sound room back there. Roberto Lopez, Joe Jordan, Brian Mashburn, Mike Young, Heather Greenway. And I'm probably missing some this morning. Oh, I said Tim, didn't I? I do forget one. My little buddy. Where's he at? Coleman. Burnett. So, there are probably some other, but without them, none of this would have been possible. Because they are willing to give up their time, whatever it is. All I do is pick up a phone or meet with them and ask them for help, and they're there to help me. So with that, God has worked, done amazing things over the past year with this youth group. A lot of people say it's just a bunch of teenagers, but I have seen students step out that is quiet, never say anything at all when they first come into youth group, but they're boldly standing up and worshiping, praying for each other, leading a class. And that takes a lot of courage, and God doing a lot of work with them. And it's been amazing. You know, all these events are they're fun, they're great. We've made a lot of memories. We've made a lot of friendships. But the main thing is that I see God working them daily. We have had 3 salvations since January. And that is what is the main thing that's important. I have seen these kids start serving in the church, far as counting, taking up offering, working in the sound system, teaching classes, working with the younger kids. So they are the church. Now I'd like to tell you 3 things, and I'll try to speed this up a little bit. Scotty, I'm going a little bit longer than I did last time, right? Okay. First of all, this youth means hope to me. Because with the world that we live in today, a lot of negativity, a lot of things pulling kids out to other places, doing other things. Instead, I see these kids showing up every Sunday and Wednesday here, putting God first. They're inviting friends to class, to church, and it really means a lot to me. Next, it's encouragement. They're encouragement to me. And they don't realize this, but they minister to me probably more than I minister to them every week. I learn a lot from them. They've given me courage to step out more in my faith and be bold for Christ than I ever have before. And last is it's purpose. I told them this morning, was up here, God's got a purpose for each and every one of them. Through this group, youth group, I can see some of them being a youth ministers. Some of them could be worship leaders. Some of them could be taking Scotty's spot up here as pastor. They could be leaders in the workforce. But I am very proud of them, and they do mean a lot to me. And church, I want to say thank you for supporting this youth. With your prayers, financially wise, and I know a lot of times you wonder, you get to thinking, what do they all do? But you see them now. We spend time with these kids, I love them. And ain't this more, they're more than just a youth group to me. They are my family. I don't know what I'd do without them. They keep me straightened up, and they're still working on my accent. I don't know if there'll be enough time before God comes back. They said they're going to get it handled. But I just want to tell you, I thank you for loving on them. And I guess we're ready to, they got a skit they want to show y'all this morning. Thank you.
finds me crying in the rain. All alone with my demons I am. Who is this man that comes my way? The dark ones shriek, they scream.
Church, I don't know who this skit was for today, who this service was for today. But each and every one of us of time have been in these dark places. Steve, still have a lot of dark things that we're keeping to ourselves. But like I say, God is speaking to someone in here this morning, and I want to let you know that this altar is open for y'all here this morning. And as they sing, just come, turn it over to Jesus. Let Him take control.
Guys, let's pray. Father, we humbly come before you in desperate need of help. As I sit there and watch that skit this morning, you spoke to my heart about how our children are being attacked. And Father, I know many of us, including myself, have just wrote it off as it's what's happening in this generation. The reality is the spiritual warfare that these kids face is on a whole nother level than many of us have ever faced. Sure, it's the same lust. Sure, it's the same pride. Sure, it's the same greed, hatred, and anger. But the avenues, Lord, that this is coming at our children has accelerated exponentially. And we need your help. As I was just reading in Psalms 37, Lord, this is our heritage. This is what we are working towards. Our children being brought up in a way that brings honor and glory to you, and we need your help. But like the psalmist goes on to say, Lord, I want to say thank you. Because from when I was young to now when I am old, I have seen your faithful, loving kindness all the days of my life. And as this graduating class, Lord, gets ready to enter into this world, I pray, God, that they realize that you have laid it all before them. But I pray they choose you. I pray they choose to serve you, to love you, and to live you all the days of their life. I pray, God, that when those moments come to where they're having to make a decision on what to do, that you're the first one that they seek. But I also pray, Lord, for a church that will continually be there regardless of what mistakes or decisions they make, because God knows we've all made a bunch of bad ones. That this church will be there with the same agape love that you showed to us to love us despite our conditions, despite our wickedness, despite our evilness. And Father, I pray for the day that some of these students, some of these children are sitting in the sanctuary just like we are today and watching their heritage come to fruition. Father, we need you. We need your help. Strengthen us, Lord, so that we can honor you by raising children who desire to honor you as well. Thank you, Lord, for this morning. It's in Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Give it to one of the youth here. So. It's Lena. You can stay right there. I believe it's Ellen. She's
going
to close us in prayer this morning.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for letting us gather here together today. And I pray that you are with the seniors and the graduating class and that you'll be with them as their life goes through this change. Lord, I thank you for this youth group that has built so many relationships and friendships that will last lifetimes. Lord, I pray that we're all safe as we go home today. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.